We're doing something a little bit different tonight. Over the past month, there were some concerns that there was something going on abnormal in my heart. And so there were numerous tests and doctors again. And I was told last Monday that really there wasn't anything to worry about and that there's no need for any more invasive tests. So you can imagine the relief that I felt. But I woke up the next morning and I was just lying there and I put my hand over my heart on my chest, and I was just so aware of my heart beating. I don't do that real often. but while I lay there, then I started thinking about my lungs and the air that I'm breathing in all the time that I'm not even aware of. And then I started, thinking about my hands and my feet and my skin, even with the new wrinkles and the eyes that see and the ears that hear. And I just kind of did this whole inventory, just filled with gratitude with all this that goes on that I haven't even been aware of. So usually I jump out of bed and I'm kind of ready for the day, and I kind of take for granted that my body's going to perform and do what I expect it to do that day. So this sense of entitlement creeps in. And I was convicted that morning about how rarely I stop to thank God for all the healthy parts of me, and there are many. So often it takes something going wrong before we stop to notice all that's good and right with our world. So though painful, an accident or an illness or a disappointment can serve as a wake-up call. A grateful heart is essential for joy and for inner growth. When there's no gratitude, there's no hope. And it's like a weak immune system. A spirit deprived of gratitude is kind of left vulnerable. We're vulnerable to depression, to cynicism, to just that kind of general dissatisfaction with everybody and everything. Nothing goes right. Thomas Merton said, and there should be a slide on that one. Thank you. To be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything that God has given us, and he's given us everything. Every breath that we draw is a gift of his love. Every moment of existence is a gift of grace. Gratitude, therefore, takes nothing for granted, is never unresponsive, is constantly awakening to new wonder and to praise of the goodness of God. Well, intellectually, that sounds pretty easy. If you're parents, you teach your children to say thank you. When we receive a gift or somebody does us a favor, we express appreciation. But thankfulness, gratitude, is more than just making a mental note of what God's done and thanking him for those favors. Gratitude is really tied to God's grace, to an awareness that we've been given everything that's not deserved. Thanksgiving comes in the very moment when we're full of gratitude. So gratitude is in our heart, and just the natural outpouring of that is our thanksgiving, both in word and in action. So when we come around this table at the end of the service, we do it in response to God's grace. It's in gratitude for that undeserved gift of salvation that's manifested in the broken body and the shed blood of Christ. The Eucharist, the very word, means thanksgiving. So this is the ultimate Thanksgiving meal right here that we're about to share. Our natural tendencies are to kind of glide over those good moments, and then we recall the negative stuff that happens. And so we have to train our brains to refocus and linger instead on more joy-filled moments. And that's why gratitude is a spiritual discipline. It's not just a natural part of my life, or most of us. So in gratitude, we wake up to the fact that life is all gift. Gratitude restores our sense of wonder. It slows us down. It causes us to pay attention, causes us to be mindful, to share a heightened sense of awareness. Paul said, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." That's in 1 Thessalonians. Really, you know, give thanks in all things. Wendell Berry says, "Be joyful even though you've considered all the facts." You know, it's another way of putting it. But think about, does God really mean to give thanks in the midst of our trials? How can we be genuinely grateful when we're confused or disappointed or depressed or worried about finances or grieving a death or a broken relationship? As Christians, we say thank you even while it's painful, because we're trusting that God has a plan and that he's going to use our experiences to refine us, to make us whole and complete. And it's a slow process. And results are difficult to see, especially when we're in the chaos and the darkness. But we have to trust that God is indeed at work. Our family has a tradition, and I think it's probably pretty common, on Thanksgiving, and we go around the table and everybody says something that they're thankful for. And, you know, it's pretty easy to name good health or success that we've had in the year, our accomplishments, that sort of thing. But we often forget that some of the best gifts come not always wrapped up with a pretty bow. I met a young man this weekend, and he was telling me a story, and his arrest and his DUI is what he attributed a turning around, complete turnaround in his life. As horrible as that experience was for him, he was grateful. So when you're asked, what are you grateful for this Thanksgiving, I just would challenge you and my family to dig deep, to give thanks for both the good and the bad, the joys and the hard times and the troubles. At the end of their first brutally difficult year, battling disease and famine and death, those first pilgrims chose to prepare a feast and give thanks to God for his goodness. It was a choice. In the same way, the early Israelites celebrated, and they wrote psalms of thanksgiving even while they were remembering their times of suffering. Expressions of honest complaint and anger and doubts and longing, those are necessary for us to have a healthy relationship with God. They open up a path for God to heal our wounds, our broken hearts, our sin. Gratitude becomes more authentic, and faith is built every time we experience answers to our prayers. Psalm 107 is an example, and we're going to read it together here in a minute. As we read it, notice the four desperate experiences that the psalmist recall. They're actually four case studies of their community's troubles and then of God's deliverance from those. Pay attention to the pattern of each lament. It'll be in bold, but in every situation, the people cry out to God. Well, first they tell the trouble, and then the people cry out to God. God answers, and then they give thanks. Amelia, are you here? There they are. Okay, come on over. We're going to start out with this first part. Let's all read together, and then my cast here will read the situations. I'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good,
for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those he redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Some wandered in the desert wastes, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to mankind, for he satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry he fills with good things.
Some sat in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and in irons, for they had rebelled against the word of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Their hearts were bowed down with hard labor. They fell down with no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and gloom and broke their bonds asunder. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind, for he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts into the bars of iron.
Some were sick through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities, endured affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love and his wonderful works to mankind, and let them offer thanksgiving sacrifices and tell of his deeds with songs of joy.
Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the mighty waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep, for he commanded and raised the stormy wind which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven, they went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their calamity. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they had quiet, and he had brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders.
He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into salty waste, because of the wickedness of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into the springs of water. And there he lets the hungry live, and they establish a town to live in. They sow seeds and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression and trouble and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes. But he raises up the needy out of distress and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness stops its mouth. Let those who are wise give heed to these things and consider the steadfast love of the Lord.
The word of the Lord. I'm going to invite you now to write a psalm of thanksgiving. You should have a card and a pen in your chair, and if you don't, we'll get you one. but don't panic. I just want you to write 4 lines, and these won't be taken up at the end. This is just for you and God at this point. But I want you to be aware, you can write whatever you want, but if you would like a little structure, which always helps me when I'm trying something different and a little out of my comfort zone, this is the structure that we just read in Psalm 107. And so my suggestion would be that you just write 4 lines. You think about when was the time that God delivered you from trouble? It could have been today or last year, just whatever situation the Spirit might bring to your mind. So you just in a sentence, not even a full sentence, no periods, but just express that. And then you cried out to the Lord, and then God answered your prayers. And then thanks be to God. You thanked him. So you might start your verses like that. I cried out to the Lord for God answered me, God delivered me, God saved me, and I thank the Lord for. So take just a few minutes and just see what comes. I was just thinking Thursday I'll be around my table with my family and we'll ask that question, but tonight I'm with my church family. So if you can imagine us around this table, this Thanksgiving table, and maybe next week we will be around it, and somebody says, what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? I want to give you the opportunity to share that with your family, just as an expression of gratitude, both individually and together. So if you choose, it would bless us if you would like to share what you've written. What are you thankful for?
I was alone and lonesome, overcome with calamity, distress, sorrow, pain, anxieties. I cried out to the Lord for help, direction, peace, protection, not bad. For a storm to stop, for the weight to be lifted, confessed my sin, because my strength was sapped as in the heat of the summer day. God saved me and delivered me. He did not forsake me. He did not hide his face or the goodness of his spirit. He knocked on my heart. I pleaded with him to come in. I said, Lord, you're welcome here. Please stay. Father, don't leave. You saved me and delivered me. I thank the Lord for hearing my cry. Thank the Lord for his son, for his spirit, his word, and his church. And for my wife and family.
Why don't we together say thanks be to God. Thank you.
Be to God. Over the course of many years, my brain failed me, and mental illness overtook me. I cried to the Lord for the safety of my life, and he heard me and delivered me from the abyss of self-destruction. I thank Almighty God for his restoration and unfailing love.
I lost my joy in dailiness and caregiving. I cried out to the Lord for help and guidance, for hope. God delivered me slowly, steadily, and cyclically, like the phases of the moon. And he continues. I thank the Lord for being with me, though I fail, for revealing what I don't yet know. Thank you, Jesus, for my children and the way their growth grows me.
I found myself in danger of eternal sadness and hopelessness. In my weakness and confusion, I cried, knowing you were my constant and faithful friend. In slow, steady, and painful ways, I have seen your light, and in miraculous, unending ways, I have felt your peace. Every fiber of my being breathes gratitude for being met by you, and Father, I am grateful.
I am numb. Brokenness has caused me to be afraid of vulnerability. I cried out to the Lord, God, help me. Show me where I'm frozen and thaw my heart. I've given you freedom, daughter. Release. Freedom to be unafraid to feel again. I thank the Lord for freedom. No more bondage of fear of hurt. Freedom to love.
I have been struggling this fall with depression. I've had a hard time choosing joy and hope. I'm ashamed of this. I know better. I fear this has affected my leadership. I've cried out to you this fall. I've asked you for your forgiveness. I know I look at false idols for joy and hope. I've asked you to deliver me from joylessness and hopelessness. You are answering. I meet your mercy and grace in a friend's understanding gaze, in your word and in my wife. You are giving me glimpses of joy. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. I thank you for the ways that you reach out to me when I fail you. I love you, Lord.
Thank you, Abba Father, for that is what we can call you. We are to give thanks in our circumstances or give thanks for our circumstances. That is the question I struggle with. But thank you, Heavenly Father, you see in my heart and pull me to you.
I was overwhelmed by the great pain and brokenness all around me. I cried out to the Lord for renewed hope and a sense of his sovereignty over all things. God answered me with his eternal promises in Scripture, and his sweet truths echoed in my community. I thank the Lord for his steadfastness, his might, and his unfailing love.
My child was lost in a place of sorrow and insanity, depression and mania. I cried out to the Lord to rescue her mind, her heart, her soul, to bring her back to us, to bring her back to him. God answered and brought healing to her mind. He is restoring her to our family, to her sanity. I give you thanks and praise, O Lord, for hearing the cry of my heart and answering my prayer. Thank you, Lord, for bringing our daughter back to herself, her sanity, and to her family.
I laid in the shadow of death, longing for the escape of non-existence. My mind imprisoned myself with depression. I cried out to the Lord asking for relief, for desire and belonging, for life in my soul. God answered me. He revived my mind. He opened my eyes to his intention and love and purpose for me. I thank the Lord to live, for joy, for desire and a purpose, a father who sees me unashamed and unstained. Steadfast love belongs to you.
Thanks be to God.
I find myself in a sea of rejection. The waves of my past wash over me. I cry out to the Lord, "Where are you? Where is the hope?" God answered me in the now, the tears of a friend, laughter. I am thankful for friends and for family and today.
I sought to relieve my longing for the Lord in a way that separated me from him. I cried out to the Lord to fill me or to take me. I was in despair. God answered by allowing death to come so new life was possible. I thank the Lord for hearing my cry and renewing my heart.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
Our God.